Stephen Boucher joins us now to talk a little bit more about business. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 8 right here on WGY. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
So you heard Gina just talking about the Fed and Chairman Powell going to raise rates today. And more importantly, what is he going to say? Your expectations?
Well, usually they don't say a whole lot, but Jerome Powell says more than most Fed Reserve chairs. And I think it's inevitable that rates are going up. As I said this weekend on the radio, I give two guarantees to investors. One, if they're invested in the stock market, I guarantee they're going to lose money at some point. I can't tell them what day, what week, what month, what year, but they will lose money. Two, I guarantee them they won't lose any money on Saturdays and Sundays because the markets are closed. Three, this week I went out on a limb. I said, the Fed is raising interest rates. Now, Doug, the question is, will it be 0.25, 0.50, 0.75? I think the market is expecting 0.50. What the market doesn't like is surprises. So if it comes in with anything other than 0.50, you can see some volatility. But I think this is baked into the cake. They need to raise interest rates to kind of help calm down inflation that's running out of control.
Yeah, if he says, look, this is just the start, we're going to even get more aggressive as the year goes on, is the market going to have a flip out?
No, because he's already said that. He said they are going to be so aggressive this year. And what investors have to remember is inflation is a moving target. If by chance inflation calms down and it doesn't get out of control, if we've seen inflation peak, maybe the Fed won't need to be as aggressive, which means not as many hikes. We'll see as the months play out. But a year ago, remember, they said they weren't going to raise interest rates till 2023 because inflation was nowhere to be found. That story has changed. So inflation will play out. Every report that comes out on the economy, it's too bad we don't have this Friday's jobs report to look at, but inflation is a moving target, and that's what investors need to remember. So there's so much bad news built into this marketplace. Investors shouldn't be selling out here, Doug. They really need to be patient. Just ride it out. If they're long-term investors, just forget that they even own stocks. Ride it out, see what happens.
One bit of news we got yesterday was from the Labor Department, which said that 4.5 million people resigned from their jobs in March of this year. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a tight labor market. There's 11.5, almost 12 million jobs available out there. You have 4.5 million people quitting their jobs, going, they know they can get a better job, better pay, better benefits, because companies are just, they can't get enough workers. So they're offering everything and throwing in everything to the package, to the compensation package, trying to recruit good people to work for them. So it's not surprising that you have a lot of people jumping jobs, and this is what we're seeing right now.
And I know you've seen the calendar, and I know you know the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. You got a pick?
Oh, man, it is first Saturday of May. So, you know, I like Chad Brown's horse, Sandon. You know he's the favorite. He's got Flavian Pratt on the saddle, who is no slouch. And I think for a closer, the Mo Donegal from the first post position, who has the best jockey in the country, Irad Ortiz, on him. That could be a closer. It's going to be an interesting derby, as they all are, but we know that not always the favorites don't always win, so we'll see what happens. The best 2 minutes of sports.
Listen to the excitement in your voice. As you don't peek on Wednesday, Steve. Save it for Saturday. Appreciate the time, as always, by the way.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Stephen Boucher, host of Let's Talk Money. Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 8 right here on WGY.